In 1970, Santana had everything going for themselves. They made one of the best debuts in the history of rock at Woodstock the year before. They followed that up with a critically acclaimed, commercially successful self-titled debut record, so they really only could go down from there. Except they went into the studio on this date, April 17th, 1970, to begin working on the follow-up, which just might be their greatest record, Abraxas, as we look back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Got a black magic woman. The whole album was finished 2 weeks after they entered the studio, and the band was complete intact from the one that worked on the self-titled debut just a few months before. Carlos Santana was joined by Greg Raleigh on the keyboards and lead vocals, David Brown on the bass, and Mike Shreve on the drums. Most fans don't even realize it, but the two biggest hits from the record, Black Magic Woman and Oye Como Va, are both covers. Oye Como Va was a Tito Puente song, and Black Magic Woman, which hit number 4, was a cover of a Peter Green-era Fleetwood Mac song. I got a black magic woman. When it finally debuted in September of 1970, Abraxas was a monster success, hitting number 1 on the Billboard 200 in the U.S., and eventually was certified 5 times platinum. A unique fusion of Latin, blues, and rock that nobody had seen before or since, but it all began when they entered the studio on this date in 1970, as we look back in the classic rock calendar, 95.9 The Fox.